Good morning. Leftover moisture at ground level and temperatures dropping back below freezing, resulting in areas of dense fog early this morning across interior New York and New England. In some cases, the visibilities are down below 1 mile. This will cause some scattered travel slowdowns early this morning. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. And with the wind increasing out of the northwest, picking up moisture off of the Great Lakes, we'll have those clouds lead to a few scattered snow showers during the course of the day, with the heavier and more persistent snow showers and squalls in the western Adirondacks, including the Tug Hill Plateau, the western Mohawk Valley, and westernmost Catskills. In these areas, several inches of snow could add up by the end of the day, but the majority of the region will be left with little or no snow accumulation. Meantime, temperatures will climb into the upper 30s to around 40. Trough of low pressure will swing through, reinforcing colder air tonight and into the day tomorrow. It'll remain blustery and chilly overnight with temperatures back into the mid-20s with a few scattered snow showers. And snow showers will be possible tomorrow with more persistent squalls downwind of Lake Ontario. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and windy with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Another reinforcing shot of colder air comes in for the weekend. This will generate a couple of flurries or snow showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, but highs only in the 20s to around 30, and staying in the lower 30s with scattered snow showers on Sunday. By Sunday evening and overnight into Monday morning, another wave of low pressure will develop in the Ohio Valley and head in our direction. The exact track of this disturbance will determine what we get, but the chances are possible that we could get a round of light snow, which would slow down Monday morning's commute. High temperatures on Monday will be in the lower 30s. We'll dry it out on Tuesday, staying in the lower 30s before another system with a chance of rain or snow and rain come in on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold winds blowing over the Great Lakes will generate heavy lake effect snow downwind of virtually all of the Great Lakes heading into the weekend. The lake effect snow warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of central and western New York and western lower Michigan. The heaviest and most persistent squalls could produce up to 1 to 2 feet of snow. Meanwhile, a front off the west coast will move onshore into the Pacific Northwest, the Great Basin, and Central California. The storm will produce rain and high elevation snow and ice. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the northwestern part of the country. And Tropical Cyclone Varda is developing in the Indian Ocean. The cyclone's expected to intensify as it tracks toward the east coast of India heading into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and freezing fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, quarter mile visibility and fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 32, 100% relative humidity, a variable wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 29 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, upper 40s, Boston partly sunny, breezy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 36, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.13 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday amounted to 0.8 of an inch of snow. 2.2 inches now for the month, which is 0.2 of an inch below normal. And 4.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 1.0 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 58, set in 1927, and the record low, 3 below zero, in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Early morning fog giving way to mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions today with a few passing snow showers and flurries, highs in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers tonight, blustery back into the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Early morning fog, then mostly cloudy skies today, breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, blustery tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, early morning fog, otherwise cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, early morning fog, then mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Early morning fog, then mostly cloudy with a few passing snow showers today, high temperatures in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and blustery tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, scattered snow showers in the lower to mid-30s, a mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers Saturday, upper 20s to around 30, more snow showers possible on Sunday in the lower 30s, snow or rain and snow Sunday night and Monday morning, then snow showers in the afternoon, lower 30s. On Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s, and another chance of snow and or rain on Wednesday, temperatures starting in the lower 30s but falling in the afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.